the latest development that just occurred in the last couple weeks is the shutdown of funding of for construction work throughout the Federated States of Micronesia. And this is significant mainly because they have about $175 million that's accumulated over the last few years that's available to be put out and now is on hold. The Marshals was in a similar situation several years ago with $30 or $40 million on hold, but now has gotten its act together with its construction work management and is literally just moving ahead, great guns on work here in Najdro and Ebi. But the FSM's on hold, and, well, I guess you could say at the same time, there's a lawsuit proceeding from Pacific International, Inc., which was terminated from a big Shook Road project several years ago, claiming over $15 million in unpaid fees and damages. And that now has gone to the point of asking the judge to issue her summary judgment, and we could have a ruling on that fairly soon.
The problem would seem to be, though, extracting the money from FSM. And if this large sum has been effectively frozen by the U.S. government, doesn't that at least temporarily give the FSM a bit of a get-out clause to say, well, we can't get at the money?
Well, there's a big question mark as to whether the U.S. would pony up the money in any event. But I think, yes, you're right on the money, but maybe for a different reason, and that is that a couple of years ago, the FSM and Pacific International entered into mediation, and the FSM's Chicago-based attorney recommended to the FSM to settle with Pacific International for several million dollars, and the FSM government refused to pay up on that. So what's significant is that was a much smaller amount, and that its own lawyer was recommending that they settle, presumably because they acknowledged that Pacific International had a case against the FSM. But again, the key issue is, even if you win, do you get anything? And I think that is a very vexing question for Pacific International at this point.
Now, on another topic, the first phase of the new University of South Pacific campus in Majuro is scheduled for an official opening in 3 weeks. The Prime Minister of Cook Islands will be on hand. He doubles as Chancellor of USP for the occasion. I mean, how significant is this in terms of long-term education and what's available to students in Marshall Islands?
I'd say it's quite significant. For one, it will now bring together the two separate campuses that USP operates on Majuro, one of which is quite dilapidated and, a former government offices facility. So getting those two together obviously will create some good synergy among programs that doesn't exist now. And the expansion will also offer new courses to be provided and so on, including some targeted vocational-type courses in things like accounting and hospitality and so on. And then there's one other item, which is that there's funding that's developed out of an initiative of USP and the Marshall Islands over the last couple of years to do with shipping energy efficiency issues, which is to establish a Micronesian Center for Sustainable Transportation based at this new campus, which the government of Germany is funding in its initial stage. So that opens up just a new initiative that presumably will be a benefit to the region in terms of looking at transportation issues in the islands.
Is that, do you think, a center that could potentially become a hub not just for students in Marshall Islands and around the Pacific, but international students as well? Because Marshall Islands are very much at the forefront at tackling these issues of sustainable transport. For example, they're the ones that are leading on the idea of trying to cut emissions from shipping, which at the moment are pretty huge and having an enormous impact.
Yes, this is, I think, and the fact that it's attracted German government funding is significant as well. So I think a lot of people see, at the very minimum, a regional application for this new Micronesian Center for Sustainable Transportation. They're looking at, a range of study work, and I would assume that they would be looking to make it as broad, appeal to as broad a range of people as possible.